Text line and YouTube and Twitch, you can get involved in this show. I do want to get to Yordan Alvarez in just a second. My man said on YouTube and Twitch, said, man, I really hope show is wrong on this one, then we may be disappointed by the hire. You may not be. If you are good with some of the names that you've heard, and I've seen some people really excited about Nick Caley. I've seen some.
Have you?
Yeah. I've seen some people who have.
I have too.
Yeah, have said, yeah, like, oh, bring on today. I saw somebody said today's a great day to hire Nick Caley. I've seen some people. But I also understand, like you and many others, that, you know, a guy who's never called plays or never been an OC, that their highest rank is passing game coordinator with the Rams, and because I've seen the other side and was beat out by Patricia and Joe Judge, I like to call him.
That's right. When he came out, was a tight end coach at New England. He could have been hired as an offensive coordinator there. Instead, they went with the defensive coordinator and a special teams coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't know if that's Nick or Bill. I don't know.
Sure. Doing. Yeah, no.
I bet there's some people who are really excited. If you're excited about some of these names, Jeff Nixon or Gerard Johnson, I know there's some people who are excited about Gerard Johnson and would like it to be Gerard Johnson, then you won't be disappointed. If you are, and I think I just think obviously when you have a fan base, there are multiple thoughts. And I think there are a lot of people in the thought of Clint of like, you know, when I think about firing Bobby Slowick after what actually he did while he was here in 2 years and who they have here, like there is a bigger thought.
Yeah, and look, here's the thing. I'm not going to be disappointed. I mean, I guess I could be, but I don't foresee this being a disappointment as much of I would go one direction. It doesn't appear like this group is going to even attempt to go that direction. That don't mean a damn thing. I'm just passionate about talking about it. I'm not going to be disappointed. Like, I like Gerard Johnson. I'd love for Gerard Johnson to be that dude and get the chance right here in his hometown and go blow it up and just kill it and be a head coach in 2 years. I would absolutely love that. I'm not going to go dance in the streets if he's the offensive coordinator that's named here until I see a product, until I see what's going to be different from Bobby Slowick, whether it's Gerard Johnson or Bill Lazor. Like, it's either a hell yeah, I'm stoked about this guy because we know what he brings to the table, or
we'll see.
Hey man, we're gonna have to wait and see what happens here.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm not upset, I'm passionate about the conversation we're having, but I'm not concerned or upset about who the hell they hire. But look, sit around and talk about, like, how in the world is anybody excited about Nick Caley? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Nick?
Being under Sean McVay and stuff that.
You can say it about 42 people.
Tell me what people are excited about. Like, what have you heard, Chris?
What is the reasoning? What's the thought behind it?
Being in multiple systems?
Yeah, basically just being a McVay type of guy, you know, coming from the McVay tree.
Under Josh McDaniels in New England and multiple systems, that multiple quarterbacks that's worked. That's what the excitement
is. Gotcha.
Maybe the next, thinking like the next Kevin O'Connell. I've heard that he could be the next Kevin O'Connell who came under him.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like the next McVay. I'd like the next Shanahan. I would like the next Kevin O'Connell.
But just like that, there's also the next Bobby.
There's 10 extra, 10 next Bobbies.
Yeah, there's more. I feel like there's more Bobbies in it.
Absolutely.
The other LaFleur.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
I guess old Nathaniel comes out of that tree too, doesn't he?
Nathaniel
Hackett.
There's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them that come out of that tree. And cool, I get it. That rightfully, I love the thought of bringing somebody in that doesn't change terminology. I like the thought of, and I can get down with the thought of keeping somebody, Gerard Johnson, that's in-house, that keeps the terminology along with the understanding of the chemistry in the building. I can get down with all that. I'm not going to get excited about it until I see what kind of changes, how they approach the game, how they approach the players, what kind of changes are going to be made. I just am not of the belief at this point in time, Ron, in any way, shape, or form, that this is an offense where remove Bobby Slowick and run it back. Like that just is never, it's never struck me as that kind of situation.
I guess he was just icing everybody out, I guess. I just didn't think he had that.
Was he keeping the assistant coaches from coaching the right mechanics and techniques? Was he keeping assistant coaches from making sure that their players know the right routes to run, the right depths to run in the routes, and where to line up? Was he responsible for the tight ends coach and the physicality that was never there? Was he responsible for those things? Those are all the things that need to change. There's a lot that needs to change, and I'm in wait and see mode for somebody that gets hired inside the building.
We'll get to Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah, we'll get to Yordan.
This is the one that gets me. As I said it earlier, like you start thinking about the teams that needed OCs. With what the Texans have, I just don't know how. Like it would have been at the top of the list, you would think. Clint didn't even wait to even get in, to even be offered.
Oh, Kubiak, you talking about?
Yeah. He didn't even wait. He said, Geno.
Yeah.
Aging DK. He's been here. His daddy's coach here in a division
with some monsters.
Yes. That one threw me off. Because that was the one early that made a lot of sense of like, hey, he's got ties here. Mm-hmm. His dad is the most revered coach here, even including D'Amico, did what he did. I'm sure he's lived here. He didn't even, Seattle scooped him up like they had CJ. Now, again, maybe D'Amico was, like, has his mind and his eyes somewhere else. That would seem like a fit. That would seem mm-hmm. like a fit that I think would have made the fan base excited. Would have been something. All right, this guy's called plays. We know where he comes from. As you know, my wife's grandmother said, "Come from good stock." That's what she said about me. She said, "That boy, young man, comes from good stock." That one. I just said, "Damn, Seattle." The hell they got over there? They got an offensive line that's kind of in and out. They got mm-hmm. Geno Smith, but hell yeah, that's where I want to go.